Hello everyone, Kannan here.
And I'm Harshit. Today on the podcast, we're talking about ethical AI. We know you guys are using AI. It's built into your social media feeds, your search engines, and the chatbots you might be using to help with those heavy junior and senior year workloads.
Because AI is everywhere in our lives right now in 2026, we need to talk about the deeper ethical layers. It is not just about avoiding getting caught for plagiarism. It is about understanding how these systems shape our worldview and our own development.
Let's start with your social media feeds. The AI algorithms curating your TikTok or Instagram aren't exactly neutral. They're designed with one goal: to keep your eyes on the screen. This means the AI will often feed you extreme or polarizing content because anger and outrage drive engagement.
That is a huge ethical problem called algorithmic bias. AI models are trained on massive data sets scraped from the internet, which means they inherit all of humanity's prejudices and stereotypes. If you aren't questioning why an AI is showing you a specific video, you're letting a machine program your opinions.
The same goes for the content you consume. We are seeing a massive rise in AI-generated deepfakes and misinformation. Ethical AI means being an active, critical consumer. You have to question the sources of images and videos before you share them and contribute to the noise.
Now let's bring it back to the classroom. We get it, you're stressed. And having an AI write your history paper or draft your college essay seems like a great shortcut. But here's a critical why behind the academic integrity.
High school is the time you develop your own voice, your own worldview, and your own critical thinking skills. When you outsource your writing to an AI, you are outsourcing your thinking. You are literally letting a predictive algorithm decide how you express yourself.
The ethical way to use AI at this level is as a sounding board. Feed it your drafted essay and ask for feedback on your thesis statement. Ask it to explain a complicated calculus formula you probably missed in class.
Use it to elevate your own capabilities, not to replace them. The world needs your unique human perspective, not a statistically average response generated by a server. So stay curious, stay authentic, and we'll catch you on the next episode.